State officials want the federal government to remove some protections for southeast and south central humpback whales. But a noted researcher says it's too early to do that. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Whalers killed so many humpbacks in the 19th and 20th centuries that many worried they might become extinct. Harvests ended in the mid-1960s when an international treaty took effect. Then populations began to grow as governments adopted protective policies.
This is a success story. This is one species that no longer needs the protection of the Endangered Species Act, and we should celebrate that.
Doug Vincent Lang is director of the state's Division of Wildlife Conservation. He says humpbacks will stay safe even if they lose the act's protections.
Even if you delisted the species at the end of the day, they'd still be adequately protected under existing whaling agreements and existing Marine Mammal Protection Act regulations.
He says humpbacks are numerous in waters from Cook Inlet to southern southeast, the population the state wants delisted. The whales still die of disease and old age when hit by ships or tangled in fishing gear. But he says rapid population growth, which the state estimates at 7%, means there are plenty to replace them. University of Alaska marine biologist Jan Straley says it's not that easy.
Just to say you're going to delist the central stock is almost a simplistic way of saying these whales are one big group, but really, in essence, when they come to Alaska, they aren't.
Straley says breaking up Alaska humpbacks into eastern or western populations does not reflect their full life cycle. Most southeast whales winter in Hawaiian waters, though some swim to Mexico. But when they return in the summer, they split up and head to specific parts of the coast. As that cycle repeats, they develop hereditary differences.
You could basically wipe out a whole genetic lineage of whales if something happened catastrophically. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but, you know, it's a risk of kind of ignoring that part of the structure of the population.
She agrees humpback numbers have grown, but she says the most frequently used estimate is based on old research. So there's no way of knowing for sure what's happening now. The petition to remove the whales from Endangered Species Act listings was submitted to the National Marine Fisheries Service, also called NOAA Fisheries. That agency has 90 days to decide whether it's worth considering the petition. If it does, spokeswoman Julie Spiegel says a full review will take about a year.
We look at factors that may cause the population to have difficulty in the future, like ocean acidification, lack of food, that type thing.
If the petition is approved, the population will continue to be covered by the Federal Marine Mammals Protection Act. That prohibits hunting, requires habitat protections, and sets a safe distance for whale watching tours. So what more does the Species Act do? NOAA Fisheries John Kerlin says it reviews any federally funded work that could affect the whales.
We do consultations on things as simple as coastal construction projects, revamping a port or harbor, driving piles for a wharf, to broader scale activities like seismic exploration for oil and gas.
NOAA Fisheries pulled eastern North Pacific gray whales off the list 20 years ago, and last year it delisted eastern Steller sea lions, which live in southeast. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.